You, my friend, are so not the usual leader. And neither am I. We don't think outside the box. Hell, we blow the box up. Welcome to People First, Profits Second, a podcast about leadership excellence for rebels and badass leaders. I'm your host, Charlene Norman. You are now tuned in to provocative and unfiltered wisdom, the likes of which you've probably not yet heard in the mainstream. Everything you will hear, I promise, works. Even the swearing. Yep. You want to make more of an impact, right? Give me your ears and an open mind. I will give you stories, evidence, and proof. So come on in. Let's get started. Hey, rebels and badass leaders. Today, we have a fun topic. Fear that you have. Those awful feelings deep inside your belly that you try to deal with every single day. The first thing I want to share is I have never, ever, ever met anyone who did not have some kind of fear. Not one. In over 30 years of working with senior executives, mid-level executives, clerical people, business owners, entrepreneurs, real estate agents, doctors, lawyers, nurses, contractors, male, female, boys, girls, irrespective of nationality, religion, or age. As we get older and wiser, our fears change, but our fears never completely disappear. I hope that makes you feel a little bit better. The second thing I want to tell you is forget the fake till you make it mantra. Just forget about it. Honestly, it is so outdated and non-productive. All it does is cause you more grief, more chaos in your head and your belly, more feelings of ineptitude, and basically robs you of yourself. And now I can hear you yelling at me, so what the hell am I supposed to do, Char? So before we go there, I want to examine the fear we all hold, okay? Any and all fear feelings we have come about because of something inside our own heads. We believe, rightly or wrongly, that we lack something. And by that, I mean we lack experience, so we believe we can't learn. We lack resources, so we believe we can't make. We lack willpower, so we believe we can't do. We lack status, so we believe we can't be. We lack understanding, so we believe we can't feel. And in our heads, we allow the turmoil to fester. What if I fail? What if this doesn't work? What if I lose money and resources? What if others think I'm a loser? What if the world learns that I'm not as good as I say I am? Oh, what if, what if, what if? I promise you, if you have any of these thoughts, you are entirely normal. A gazillion people had these thoughts long before you were born. A gazillion people have them today. And a gazillion people will have them long after you are dead. Fear within ourselves is a very human trait. However, here's the thing. Fear can be managed and reduced. Not likely eliminated ever, except maybe by the exceptional few. And frankly, most of us are not exceptional. But trust me when I say that fear can be managed and reduced. I have found that fear can be significantly overcome with three main things. Confidence, brain thoughts, proclamation. Number one, confidence. Confidence comes in two areas. We get older and we chalk up more experience. And age and experience repeated means we eventually get it right. And when we do get it right, we use that right part as a platform to say, well, I did it then, I can do it again. Or I did that, so I can do this. Brain thoughts. Okay, this is a bit more complex. In simple terms, it is telling yourself every day that yes, you can. Some people find a therapist helpful, others a mindset routine, coaches, mentors, or even daily audio. The point is, we all need help, and help is available in many different forms. The only thing standing in our way of getting help is our silly ego. So my best advice, just get over yourself and grab all the help you can handle. Now, the third is proclamation, and this is publicly admitting you don't feel right about something and you are afraid. But when I say this, I'm not suggesting you stand on a box in the middle of a busy intersection and yell at the top of your lungs. I am suggesting you can journal if you feel so inclined, or I'm suggesting you find someone you trust, admit in private, and ask for their advice. I'm suggesting you admit to your team you just aren't sure, but you know together you are stronger. I am suggesting you say to yourself out loud in the privacy of your bathroom, "Oh my God, I am scared." You see, fear is in all of us, and as leaders, I don't think it's a cause for shame. Fear is just a normal human reaction, and fear gives us three gifts we can choose to use or ignore. I will tell you, though, great leaders use those gifts. The first gift is the gift of discomfort, as in, "Oh my God, I am totally out of my comfort zone. This is so bloody uncomfortable." But it does mean I'm on the path I want to be on for the goal I want to attain. So I'm going to suck it up for a little while longer. The second is the gift of trust and loyalty. So let's face it. When you work with someone who is totally calm and always under control, you are suspicious of them, right? But when they or you fess up, suddenly you feel a bond. Bonds build trust and loyalty, which sets you up for success. So here's a suggestion. When the time is right, own up to a past fear and tell your team about it and give them the lessons you learned, because it is amazing what you learn in the process. The third gift is the gift of energy. When you channel the energy, fear, and excitement and transmit it to everybody on your team, everybody bands together in the grand struggle to make your big idea work. It's that feeling when you're racing to put together a presentation right before the big trade show or a client meeting. It's the excitement when you're scrambling to get a big order ready or a room set up in time for an event. It doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's magical. So, in a few words, find the fear, face it, leverage it, and share it with the group. Now you're living up to the title of leader. Here's what happens. We agree that doing scary things is okay, and suddenly what we're doing is way less scary. It's the damnedest paradox, isn't it? We agree and we publicly admit and we share that what we're doing is scary. And suddenly what we're doing is way less scary. Is it easy? Definitely not in the beginning, but it does get easier over time. And it does require some initial focus and commitment. Listen, you know I believe in you. And I know you can make the impact you want in your world. Have a great week. This podcast was brought to you by Bulletproof Consulting. We believe in helping you change your thinking for the better. Imagine the impact you could make with more. Interested in learning how? Look them up at bulletproofconsulting.com. C-A.